Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only Ann Wilson of Heart, who's coming to the Birchmere on March 29th. Miss Wilson, thanks so much. You are a rock legend, rock god. Thanks so much for taking the time for us.
Well, thank you. Yeah, well, here we go. Here we go in another year.
If our folks come up to the Birchmere, are we going to see, you know, are you going to sing like classic Heart tunes, stuff from your new solo album? What can we expect?
I'm going to be doing all of the above. I'm going to be doing a few Heart songs reimagined and some of my new songs that I've been writing the last year or so, and covers that I love, that I grew up loving and that have really inspired me over the years. So it's a real diverse show, and it's just full of good songs and good lyrics, and it's going to let me stretch out as a singer a lot.
That's awesome. You mentioned that there's some covers of ones you grew up loving. Which were some of those songs and artists that you grew up on?
Oh, I grew up on Aretha Franklin and Peter Gabriel. And so there are a few things. Oh, and there's a Ray Charles song in there. These are all things that I had in my childhood and growing up that just really got me thinking about and feeling on music, you know?
That's so great. Well, since you're talking about growing up, take me back sort of to those days. Obviously, you and your younger sister, Nancy, went on to form Heart, but talk about like when you guys were young girls. How did you guys get into music? You know, I know you sort of bounced around, sort of like, you know, the military brat thing, but how did you guys fall for music together?
We came from a musical family. Our parents both loved music and always had it on in the house. And so when we were little or young, you know, we started playing acoustic guitars together in our room, Nancy and I, and then one thing just sort of led to another, and we started wanting to have a band, and then when we got old enough, we met people and formed bands with them, and it just opened out into Heart.
Awesome. Do you remember some of the early songs that you played acoustic in the bedroom together?
Yeah. It was stuff that you probably weren't even born yet when it was out, stuff like Cherished by the Association and
nice.
Beatles songs and stuff like that.
Hey, that's the best way to practice with the Beatles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. So you bounced around a while. You ultimately sort of settle around Seattle, right? Where you had a couple early incarnations of what would later become Heart. Take me into what was it? The Army, White Heart, Hocus Pocus. Some of those early ones.
Yeah, the Army was a pretty good-sized local band around Seattle, and when I needed a job in a band, I answered a newspaper ad. It was the guys in the Army had placed a newspaper ad, and they hired me, and we renamed it Hocus Pocus, and then we all went up to Canada, and we renamed it Heart again, and all this time it's evolving, you know.
Yeah, for sure. And then how did it actually come together as Heart? Is that when you guys meet Michael and Roger Fisher? Or how did you guys come into contact with the Fisher brothers?
Roger Fisher was in the Army in Seattle.
Gotcha. Take me into the when you guys came up with the debut album, Dreamboat Annie. It caught on in Canada first, right? Didn't you record it in Vancouver?
It was recorded in Vancouver, B.C., and that was way back during the Vietnam War of the 70s, or during the 70s, and one of the guys in our band, the guy who was I was with at the time, was a draft evader from the States. And so we lived up there, and that's why Heart came out of there.
I gotcha. When you named the band Heart, where were you guys going for with that one?
Well, it had been called White Heart for years before I was even in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we just shortened it down.
It's easier. Just one word. There we go.
Let's
run through a couple of the songs. So Dreamboat Annie, you know, it spawned. Crazy on You was the first big one. Do you remember where you were when you guys wrote that?
Crazy on You?
Yeah.
We were living in Canada just on the north side of the border there in a place called Point Roberts. It was, you know, we weren't big. We didn't even have a record out. We were just out there hanging out like hippies, writing songs and stuff. And I wrote Crazy on You, and Nancy and I wrote Magic Man. And, you know, the one thing led to another.
Do you remember where you were when you first heard it, maybe on the radio? Because those songs were massive.
Yeah. First time I ever heard Magic Man or any song by us on the radio, I was coming back from the grocery store with my dog in the back. And I heard Magic Man come on the radio, and it freaked me out so much I had to pull over because I couldn't concentrate. You know, I was too excited.
Spilling the groceries everywhere. Clean up on aisle six because I'm Magic Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. It's all right. That's so cool. All right, then moving a little further down the line, Barracuda was off Little Queen album. How did that song come together?
Barracuda was on Little Queen. Yeah, we're talking about Heart. It was going on, getting bigger then. We were starting to warm up for other people then and get into a real, you know, music industry type of a world then.
Absolutely.
Meeting some real sleazeballs along the way.
So those were the Barracudas?
Yeah.
So I love how it reflects where you are in your career. It's great. All right, maybe like one or two more. Moving into the 80s, I love What About Love. Why do you think that one works so well?
Oh, it's a good song. It's just written by some folks up in Canada. And the way we do it in my new band is really cool. It's almost the best version it's ever been of that song. It's a lot more stripped down and bluesy.
Oh, wow. And we're going to hear that version at Birchmere?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm excited for that. Are we going to hear Alone? That's another one of my favorites.
Yes, we are. And again, I've uncovered the song so you could really hear it more, you know?
Yeah. When you guys wrote Alone, what was driving that one? Was there a particular guy or something?
Well, I got to be honest and say we didn't write Alone. We did Alone. It was given to us. It was written by Tom Kelly and Billy Steinberg.
Gotcha.
And yeah.
It's just such a powerful one. Awesome. Well, we're excited to hear all those. What are some of the new ones we're going to hear? Let's say we have some, you know, hardcore N. Wilson fans who have your, I guess it came out in, what was it, last summer or something, your most recent album? What are some of the new ones we might hear?
I've got two EPs out with the N. Wilson thing, and we're going to hear a song called Fool No More off of the first EP, and we're going to hear a new song, two new songs off the second EP called Anguish and Fighting for Life.
Well, we can't wait. Is this your first? I mean, have you done Birch Beer before?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. This is my first time, and it's just going to be awesome. It's going to be really different and really fun.
Yeah, it's a really intimate venue, so our listeners, even if they've seen you in a bigger setting, it's come out to this one because it's going to be a way to see Ann Wilson up close in a really small setting. Is this your first time back in D.C.? Because, I mean, the last time, a couple years ago, we got you guys here for the probably what might be the best Kennedy Center Honors performance we've ever seen when you guys did the Zeppelin tribute, Stairway to Heaven. I think, if you watch it back, you guys brought Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, you guys brought them to tears. Do you remember, like, how did you guys, take me into, like, setting up how you're going to do that and planning for that choir to kick in for the end there? Man, I mean, that thing was so amazing.
Yeah, that was a great night. It was, and that's, think of who was out in the audience. President Obama and the First Lady and Stephen Colbert and David Letterman and Yo-Yo Ma and Buddy Guy and just all these amazing people, Dustin Hoffman sitting out in the audience. And, it was quite a night. And, of course, the Led Zeppelin people. And no pressure or anything. But it was really sublime. It was back in December, so the White House was all dressed for Christmas, and we got to go over there earlier and for a reception and all that kind of stuff, and then come back and do the set, and then have a big dinner and sitting at the table with the Led Zeppelin guys. And it was a dream night for sure.
Totally. What does it mean that you brought them to tears? Like, did they thank you afterwards and say, you know, oh my God, that was incredible?
Yeah, Plant told me that he really didn't like it much when people tried to cover Stairway to Heaven because they usually just kind of wrecked it. You know, they didn't do it justice, but he did like our version a lot. So that made me relax because the main thing that I wanted to do that night was just to please those guys, really. It was all about making them feel good.
Well, maybe one day soon, hopefully rather than later, maybe you guys will be on the other end of that and someone will be covering one of your legendary songs.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
maybe.
Yeah, you never know. I was glad. I think it might have even been the year right after that Kennedy Center performance you guys did that you guys got inducted into the Rock Hall, right?
Yeah, in fact, we heard about that we were going to be inducted into the Rock Hall that night at the Kennedy Center Honors. You know, it was all just coming thick and fast there, you know.
Maybe that was the final, you know, straw that broke the back right there. They heard your performance.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Great. But how huge was that to get in? Because, I mean, I it seemed almost, to me, overdue. But I'm glad you finally got in. But just talk about how big of an honor that was.
Yeah, the process of being inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame is very political. And inside the music industry, and it basically comes down to a voting process, and all kinds of other artists and journalists and everything all vote, and then it really comes down to Jan Wenner, and if he likes you.
Right, right.
And then if you pass all those tests and jump through all those hoops, then they'll induct you. And they've always had kind of like a female, they're slow to induct women. It did take a long time, but it's an honor, and I'm really glad that it happened.
You mentioned, I mean, why do you think it is that they're slow to induct women, especially women rockers? I mean, you'll get, like, singer-songwriters in sometimes, but, like, the hard rockers like you guys, I mean, I feel like there's others that you'd think would be in, like, I can't think off the top of my head, like Pat Benatar or something that aren't in. So, you know, why do you think that is? And I guess second part of that is, do you guys think you maybe help blow the doors open on that a little bit? Because I think we've had Joan Jett in since, and, you know, a couple others.
I think that the voting body for the Rock Hall is very opinionated, and if they like you and they consider that you've made a cultural contribution to the rock scene, then they will induct you. But if they think you're fly by night or that you're a pretender or something like that, they won't vote for you. So I don't know. I just think that women have to come up to the level that men have been on, and when they do, then they'll be taken seriously and thought of as equals.
Awesome. Well, you've been gracious with your time, so let's bring it back around to the Birchmere. You know, if they've heard this interview and they say, and they love your music, and they're like, we got to go, what's the final sell? What gets them out there? Why should our listeners come out?
what's the final sell? I think that this is my attempt at getting outside the box, and it's me coming out and just displaying myself as a vulnerable artist outside of the heart machinery, just to have a night with people. And, you know, it's kind of a brave thing to do because everyone wants me to just go out there and recreate heart. And I do honor heart, and I really want to do that. But this is me kind of stepping out there bravely by myself. So we'll see what happens.
Was that a hard thing for you to do at first when you started doing more solo stuff? I mean, you said this is doing the brave thing, but, you know, that's admirable. We commend you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, at first it was kind of hard getting people to understand that heart's all right, heart's still all right, but this is just me being me and stepping up on my own. Actually, Nancy's doing that too this year. She has a little solo thing going called Road Case Royale.
Nice.
And so we're both just, you know, taking some deep breaths and, you know, doing it.
Awesome. Well, keep on doing it, and we're excited to see you do it at the Birchmere on March 29th. Ann Wilson of Heart, rock legend, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll see you at the show.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.